Phil Campbell's with us from the SES. Phil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, James.
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, a pretty wet afternoon for our Sydney siders, unfortunately, particularly if you live in the southwestern suburbs and around the Zetland area. But we have had a couple of flood rescues this afternoon.
Right.
Reports of the Bunnings out at Bankstown with cars floating around in the car park there.
Yep.
And we've also got reports of quite a few roads across Sydney with some localised flash flooding. So certainly one to be very careful on that commute home or to pick up the kids from school.
Yeah. And what were, when you say rescues, what did you do?
We've had reports of people who've been trapped in their cars, so we send out our specialist flood rescue teams. They train out at the Whitewater Stadium. They're well and truly prepared for very swift flowing water and dangerous conditions. So they go out there and they make sure these people are rescued from their vehicles and are nice and safe. But the lesson, of course, James, is here, don't go in there in the first place.
No, but then there's a few things. I'm looking at some of the photos you've put up and that 702's put up, where it looks like the water's just come up in a car park or to park cars, but it's up on the doors.
That's right. So we're seeing these very, very fast rising waters. So if you do encounter that sort of water, the best thing to do is to find an alternate route home. Might take a little bit longer, James, but better to get home safely or pick the kids up safely than get yourself into trouble.
Now, any particular areas you want to warn us about right now?
We do have some heavy cells that are moving at the moment into the Illawarra, particularly around the Wollongong area. So if you're coming up from around there, drive safely. We've also got still reports from around that southwestern part of Sydney and around the inner suburbs of Sydney as well. So pretty much all across the Sydney Metro this afternoon, you may encounter flood water. So just drive with the conditions, stay safe. And if you do require assistance, James, 132 500 for emergency help, or 000 if it's a life-threatening emergency.
Has the rain eased? Has it gone for the afternoon?
Look, it looks like it'll be easing off a little bit later on this afternoon, and that will be an opportunity for folk to clear out their gutters, check their downpipes, make sure they're free of debris and leaves. But the Bureau is saying another 100, maybe 200 mils of rain tomorrow in spots around the Sydney Metro. Mm. So it's certainly coming back, James. It's a good chance if it does ease off this afternoon just to do some preventative work around the house and make sure you're well and truly set up for tomorrow.
Right. All right. Thanks for that, Phil.
Thank you, James.
Good talking to Phil Campbell from the SES. Another 100, 200 mils tomorrow. That's a lot of rain.